This is an Enterprise Times podcast. I'm here with Fionn O'Keefe, CFO of PeopleStream. Hi, Fionn.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
I'm having a great time at Dreamforce.
It's a pretty madhouse, isn't it?
It's a lot bigger than I thought and rather chaotic, but we're all having fun, I think.
Can you tell me a little bit about PeopleStream?
PeopleStream's, until recently, a privately held business with about a 15-year trading history. We're one of Australia's premier HCM providers. In other words, we do everything about HR except payroll. That was until recently. I think we're all very proud of PeopleStream and happy that we've recently been acquired by a company called Ascender. Ascender is Australia's largest payroll provider with reach in Australia into New Zealand, extending all the way through Asia right up to and including Japan. We see it as a fantastic opportunity for us to bring our platform to their customer base and fantastic for us to extend our offering to our net new customers to also introduce payroll to our solution set.
In 2016, I understand you're looking for a PSA finance solution to help run your business. Why was that and what did you want to achieve?
When I joined the business in 2016, we had a couple of silos of information. We used Salesforce CRM, mainly just to track very limited amount of information around our sales opportunities. And we also used Pardo and Salesforce Pardo helping to manage the lead and the marketing tools. But that was where it ended. In order for us to do billing, it would require some paperwork, if believe it or not. We'd go down to the finance team and the finance team would transpose that information into our billing system. So you could imagine that there was absolutely no backwards and forwards flow of information between Salesforce, our accounting and billing system. And then consequently, we also had issues with revenue recognition at that point in time. In terms of our implementation team, again, not much visibility into what's been bought, what's been sold, when the implementation cycle was required. I recognise that Salesforce platform, together with things like Financial Force and CPQ, would enable us to completely dispense with those silos of information. What was also hugely important for us as a business that was growing quite significantly and continues to grow significantly was the ability that our systems scaled with our growth. We've often used the analogy that there's no point putting a fast engine in a car if you can't turn properly by having good brakes and good steering systems. So you might have a great product out there that you want to sell, but if your back systems can't manage that growth with you, you'll soon find yourself getting into trouble. The requirement for us to make sure that our back office systems enable to track our growth and keep up with our growth was a key driver for us.
You've got quite a sizable professional services team, haven't you?
Like most software as a service businesses, we'll happily sell you the licenses, but it's very important that up front you get that implementation and configuration done properly together with the training. We also have our own software development team. Our software is our own. We don't outsource the development. So we're also able to use some of the tools on the Financial Force platform, particularly PSA, to help us manage our resource allocation as they need to transition sometimes between service delivery and product development.
In terms of that service delivery, are you actually looking at some subscription revenues for professional services as well, not just implementation one-offs?
Our business model is that we will sell typically a 3-year contract with 3 annual invoices up front. Initially, with that first year invoice, you'd expect to receive a configuration and implementation and deployment costs as part of that. We can, and we do, subsequent to that initial interaction with you, sell professional services. We can consult back into you to make sure that you're continuing to use the platform in the best way, typically through training. And then there's other one-time products that we can sell regarding engagement surveys to make sure that everyone within your businesses continues to be engaged.
In the end, I think, as you mentioned, you chose Financial Force. What made it stand out from other vendors?
Well, we were obviously already on the Salesforce platform. In a previous role, I'd been exposed to Financial Force, so it made a lot of sense to me to continue to be on that single platform. We'd obviously looked at other vendors who were not on platform, but the ability to be on the Salesforce platform and have a single source of truth to know that a record in one particular area of the business is exactly the same as a record in another area of the business, and that different parts of the business can have visibility backwards and forwards or across the platform was key for us. It would seem rather logical at the end of the day to look at Financial Force strongly because that overcame and that settled that particular issue very quickly and very easily.
How important was the platform in that decision? Because I understand that one of the things you have in terms of a culture in a company is transparency and visibility across the whole company.
We're trying to move away from the scenario that we had before where we had salespeople selling one thing, finance team knowing how much was being billed and when it was being collected. We're now in a situation where, depending on your role in the business, you have visibility over a whole range of information around a client. So it's very important for us that our customers are satisfied because, like most subscription businesses, we thrive really when people renew and we retain that business. It's great to continue to win new business, but if you lose the existing business out the back door because you're not able able to retain them because you're not able to service them properly, that will be a problem for you in the long run. So for us to have a platform that enables us to have complete visibility of the customer and ensure that we can maximize their satisfaction is very key to us. And again, having the Salesforce Financial Force relationship on the single platform absolutely enables that.
You talk about customer sat scores. How have you seen a difference? Has your retention improved over the last year that you've been deployed?
There's no doubt that in recent times our retention has improved. Like most businesses, you suffer waves and peaks sometimes for extraneous reasons, but I think in more recent times our churn rate has reduced, which obviously means that your customer lifetime value increases. And again, these are sorts of metrics that are easy to derive out of the Salesforce platform now because, again, all the information is now on the one place. So it's a matter of interrogating the data sets that you have to give you the information that you need.
You've had the system for a year. Have you improved it in the last year?
We implemented Financial Force about 14, 15 months ago now. Since then, we've obviously, in the previous 12 months, so we've had a full financial year. As time goes on, we're always looking at ways to improve. My finance team are obviously talking to me all the time saying, please stop giving us new improvements to put in, and I keep challenging them to put in new improvements. But the new improvements are necessary and they're great because as time goes on and you become more familiar with the system, you can start to make a little tweaks here and there that really allow you to get lots of value out of the platform. A small way of measuring the value from my perspective within the finance team is just the close rate on a month-end process, whereas before it used to take us no less than 15 days under the old system. I think the most recent month we were able to close out within 5 days. For us, that's a massive amount of change. It means that we have 10 days up our sleeve from within the finance team to spend more time analyzing the report rather than spending time preparing the report. And for a business that's growing fast and needing to make good decisions, analysis time is far more important than report preparing time.
What are you hoping for your year end then?
The year end, the challenge is out there to get it down. Year end is much like a month end. If we can close a month end within 5 to 7 days, there's no reason why you can't close a year end within 5 to 7 days.
You mentioned you made improvements. Have they been tweaks within Salesforce or have you taken advantage of some of the new functionality within Financial Force? You mentioned supply chain. Could you explain what benefit you get from supply chain? Because some people view it as a slightly misnamed product and it's more of a procurement product.
There's no doubt that we've bought more Financial Force modules and capabilities in the last 6 months than what we had 12 months ago. We've now bought more modules that enable us to do more and more things. As we become more proficient with the platform and more experienced with the platform, we're willing to reach out and just ask for more, please. We now have supply chain management module, which enables us to manage and control our spend before it happens. We're now using it to manage our fixed asset process. It wasn't part of the initial scope of works with Financial Force, but since we've been on Financial Force, we've just rolling out more modules. And I just foresee the roadmap for us with Financial Force hasn't come to an end yet. There will be more things to come. Particularly excited about the Billing Central product. We have Financial Force Billing, but we're going to upgrade it to the latest version of Billing Central, which will be great. And I'm particularly excited about using the Einstein capabilities within the reporting functionality.
What's been the user feedback during the last year, other than griping about one having constant change? And what's most surprised you about the adoption?
I think that's a fair call. We don't actually purchase products per se. Most of the things that we buy are our services, whether it be Amazon Data Center or space on Azure or even just our telephone bills. We now have a system in place that says that all of those purchases happen or are approved either by virtue of budgets, which make their way into system-generated purchase orders, or if something comes in that's unexpected, we have a full approval process in the background now that we can kick off really easily. So it enables us to be in control of our spend before it happens, rather than looking back at the month-end process and going, I wonder why this expense account's higher than last month. Under supply chain management, we now know it's higher because we approved it to be higher along the way. We're also using supply chain management, actually covers off the fixed assets module. So again, depreciation, calculations and the like are no longer happening on spreadsheets. Once we enter an invoice into the system, we code it appropriately. The system does all the depreciation for us. So again, fixed assets is now more a push button reporting process than a reconciliation process back to Excel, which I'm sure there's many other people out there doing it that way.
How have other departments benefited from it?
The people that we have that have been using Financial Force, it's fair to say, hadn't used it before. They've been exposed to other systems. Some of them have been only exposed to more of your, say, off-the-shelf products, and some of them had been exposed to larger enterprise systems. Those people exposed to enterprise systems have been able to adapt and use it relatively simply because it is much like other large enterprise systems. The same disciplines are in place. Obviously, the process is a little bit different, but conceptually they are the same. Those who have come from smaller systems and being introduced to enterprise systems, they're coming along very well. Some of the newer guys are using the Lightning system. They've never been exposed to the Classic and they're enjoying the experience, and the experience for them is quite easy. It's fair to say that the people who've been with us for the 14-month journey are now very familiar with the system, very comfortable with the system, and there's no resistance to introducing new change to them because they're very familiar with the way Financial Force works.
You've done it before, obviously, so has anything different or anything surprised you about this implementation?
We've introduced CPQ, Salesforce CPQ, which enables us to do billing and quoting. That's a massive change for our business, the ability for us to use the Salesforce platform to generate quotes. Once we generate a quote, we close win the opportunity and it becomes a contract. That contract then runs through into Financial Force and creates a billable object. And we then just hit a few buttons and we can run our complete billing and revenue recognition process. In the past, that would have been a whole series of exports from our billing system, a huge amount of analytical work by me to do the analysis on a line-by-line basis in Excel, only then to do a journal to put the information back into the system. That whole process now just happens literally by the click of a few buttons. But the thing that it enables us to do now is to measure really accurately when contracts are due to expire, when a renewal is going to happen, and enables our customer success team to be very proactive around maintaining and ensuring that renewal, which ultimately for most subscription businesses is key.
What are you looking to achieve in 2019 on the Salesforce and Financial Force platform?
This implementation has been really successful because the business is completely open to the change, wanted the change, or is completely behind the change. That's the biggest difference to me compared to my previous experiences. There's a willingness to adapt and pursue change because it was expected that it would result in improvements, and it's fair to say that the decision makers and the stakeholders have all seen those improvements come through.
Did you pick up the news about Einstein Voice this week?
Financial Force continues to improve their roadmap, introducing new products and new functionalities and new capabilities. Obviously, a lot of these are tied to the functionalities and capabilities introduced by Salesforce. The most particular one at the moment is Einstein and the ability to do in-platform analytics. I'm very much looking forward to potentially not having to download anything into Excel anymore, even though Financial Force's Excel add-in is a very convenient and very easy tool to use. That tool is being improved to the extent that most of that functionality and capability will be done on platform, and you'll be able to access the Einstein Analytics capability, which is particularly exciting. The days in the past of relying heavily on my Excel skills and downloads of data, I see the day when that won't really have to happen anymore. Dashboard reporting is vastly improved. Lightning makes it easier. Lightning makes it better. And we'll be able to push those dashboards and reports around to the various stakeholders in a way that we never could even think of prior to being on Financial Force and Salesforce.
What's excited you this week at Dreamforce?
I heard that. I sent a message back to my COO and CEO saying, we can talk to Salesforce. That'll be an interesting one to see how that one pans out in reality. But yeah, interesting times ahead.
In terms of Financial Force, is there anything you want them to look at to do?
Not necessarily. Just keep going the way they're going. I've been hugely impressed in the way that they've taken a lot of feedback that I know customers have given them in the past, particularly around reporting. That's come on hugely in the last year or so. I continue to see that the product will improve, the functionality will improve, the ease of use will improve. I've seen great changes in terms of the flexibility of the business model offered to customers, so I think it's going to be easier for people to use. The implementation process is getting a little bit easier over time, which I think is a great thing. The idea of artificial intelligence is intriguing. The application to our business will come out in time. For the moment, it's a great thing that they're continuing to invest in the platform, continuing to find ways to make things better and easier, more intuitive, more intelligent. It can only help us in the long run. But I'm confident that in the future, even the things that we're talking about today will be second nature and a little bit ho-hum.
Thank you very much, Phil.
No problems.